The actor James Earl Jones has died at age 93. His voice was one for the ages.
The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Of course, Jones was the ominous voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars. He also voiced Mufasa, the Lion King's father. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this appreciation of the distinguished stage and screen actor.
James Earl Jones had a powerful, authoritative, booming baritone, but as a child in Michigan, raised by his grandparents, he stuttered and barely spoke.
It was just too embarrassing.
Jones told Fresh Air's Terry Gross in 1993 that he was able to call out to animals as a farm kid doing chores.
But when strangers came to the house, the mute happened. I didn't want to confront them. I wasn't ready. I hid in the state of muteness.
Jones credits his high school English teacher with helping him overcome that.
He one day discovered that I wrote poetry, and he said to me, this poem is so good, I don't think you really wrote it. I think you plagiarized it, which was a shock to me. And he said, the way you can prove it to me that you wrote it was to get up in front of the class and recite it by heart. And I accepted the challenge and did it, and we both realized then we had a means, we had a way of regaining the power of speech through reading poetry.
Jones found his voice, and after a stint in the Army, studying pre-med in college, working as a janitor, and considering the priesthood, that voice led him to the theater in New York. Audiences found his stage presence commanding. In 1969, Jones won a Tony Award as Best Actor in The Great White Hope. He played a champion boxer modeled after real-life champ Jack Johnson.
Are you the Black Hope?
Well, I'm black and I'm hoping.
Answer him straight, Jack.
Hey, look, man, I ain't fighting for no race. I ain't redeeming nobody. My mama told me Mr. Lincoln done that. Ain't that why you shot him?
That's Jones in the 1970 film adaptation that earned him an Oscar nomination.
The Great White Hope put me, for instance, on the cover of Newsweek magazine. I said, that's something.
He talked to NPR in 2014 as part of a series called My Big Break.
I decided if I could handle a leading role in a Broadway play, then I can probably go ahead and get married and raise a family. I could afford to raise a family.
Jones, who was born in Arkabutla, Mississippi, was married twice and had a son. On stage, Jones performed classic roles like Macbeth, Othello, and The Iceman Cometh. He won a second Tony in 1987 for his role in the August Wilson play Fences.
Come here, boy, when I talk to you.
He played an ex-baseball player who has trouble relating to his son.
You live in my house. You sleep your behind on my bedclothes. You put my food in your belly because you are my son. You are my flesh and blood, not because I like you.
On film, Jones was a B-52 bombardier in Stanley Kubrick's film Dr. Strangelove. He played the first black president in the 1972 film The Man. He was a disillusioned author in 1989's Field of Dreams and a South African pastor in the 1995 Cry the Beloved Country. But he was best known as the voice of that villain, Darth Vader, a role he played in five of the Star Wars movies, including The Empire Strikes Back.
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
In 2015, he was honored at the American Theater Wing Gala in New York. At the ceremony, Star Wars creator George Lucas said he was faced with the choice of casting Orson Welles or James Earl Jones. Lucas said he chose well.
He created with very little talent one of the greatest villains that ever lived.
The Star Wars sort of put my name on the A-list, as they say out there, for authoritative voices.
James Earl Jones became the voice of CNN, the announcer for TV commercials for Verizon, Goodyear Tires, car companies, and the Yellow Pages. He even read the Bible for audiobooks and CDs.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Jones also had a playful side. He guest starred on Sesame Street in 1969 and The Simpsons in the mid-1990s, where he referenced some of his famous roles.
You must avenge my death, Kimba. I mean, Simba. Luke, I am your father. This is CNN.
Will you guys pipe down? I'm saying goodbye to Lisa.
We're sorry.
Jones said that throughout his life, he still stuttered, but he learned to control it, so much that you can't hear a trace in The Lion King when, as the great King Mufasa, he gives advice to his son Simba.
Look at the stars. The great kings of the past look down on us from those stars.
Really?
Yes. So whenever you feel alone, just remember that those kings will always be up there to guide you. And so will I.
James Earl Jones, as Darth Vader might say, the Force was strong with this one. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.